switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on.
The Spirit of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, once again, I'm glad you could join us as we continue our study that we've been doing it for several weeks now on using the faith that God has given us. But we're getting off in a little different direction, and that is how to basically control our mental processes as we renew our minds to the Word of God. Romans chapter 12 makes it very clear that we are to renew our minds to the Word of God. And of course, that's a key, an important aspect to operating in faith. And so we're going to get into that. Now, I trust you've been enjoying the new website. We talked about that last week, and I'd encourage you to go back if you have not seen that netcast. We had a kind of a run-through, I guess is the best way to put it, of some of the new features of the website, our King James Version search, several different things that we have there, and, of course, the new design. So I'd encourage you to check that out. And we've got, as I've said before, we've got several things that are coming. I would encourage you, if you're in the Concord, North Carolina area, and you get the cable channel there, be sure to tune in as I record this. It'll be tomorrow, starting tomorrow, which is a Monday. This is a Sunday. This is October the 12th as I record this. But for the next, I think it's four Mondays in a row, I'll be on Pastor Gary Price's program, Message of Victory, which airs on the Concord cable system on their access channel, and it will be on at 8 o'clock every Monday evening. So I'd encourage you to check that out. And, of course, go ahead and watch, you know, even if I'm not on broadcast. But we're talking about the importance of this election that's coming up here and in just a few weeks. And it's important to understand our responsibility as believers to exercise our right to vote and to do it with a knowledge of the importance of this election and of the importance of voting according to the Word of God and not because we've been swayed by political, you know, commercials and pundits and all kinds of different things that are going on these days on the news. It doesn't matter what you've heard. What matters is we need to get the mind of God. We need to get His will for our nation and vote along those lines. Not who we would normally vote for necessarily. Who knows? But it's not a matter so much of party, it's affiliation. It's not so much a matter of the individual, but who does God want in that office? And that will be the person who is more closely matched with what God's mind is concerning some of the key issues of our day. I wrote an article on my blog called hyperfaith.org. If you go to hyperfaith.org and check that blog out, you'll find some recent articles that are kind of along the lines of what Pastor Price and I talked about. One in particular says it is easy for a Christian to vote scripturally if they really are a believer. Politics aren't hard for believers that really believe, I think was the title of it. So check that article out at hyperfaith.org, and if you can, listen to those broadcasts of the Message of Victory if you're in the Concord area. Now, if you're not, it won't be long before we'll have Word of Faith Worship Center's Message of Victory program on the internet, just like the Spirit of Faith netcast, just like this program is. So we probably won't get it on in time for those messages, but we have some other messages that where I was a guest on his program. We talked about, matter of fact, some of the very things we'll be talking about in today's netcast. So I'd encourage you to check that out. Now, let's go back to what we were talking about last time, talking about the importance of our mind and getting our mind in control and basically in line with the Word of God. God's Word, Jesus told us in Mark 14, is truth. Thy Word is truth. So if the Word is the truth, and it is, then we need to get the Word of God in our mind, get our mind aligned with the Word of God. And so that's a key thing that we need to do as believers. And what happens? Well, unfortunately, what happens is Satan tries to put thoughts in your mind. And if you let those thoughts dwell there, they become imaginations and reasonings. And if you let those imaginations and reasonings dwell in there long enough, they'll become strongholds. We talked about that briefly last week, but I want to get into it in more detail. So let's look at the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's begin in verse 4 where we left off last week. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Remember we said the word carnal there is pertaining to the flesh, bodily or temporal. So they're subject to time, they're subject to the flesh. Our weapons are not those kinds of weapons. They are, however, mighty through God. The word mighty, remember, we said was powerful or capable. It's the Greek word dunatos, and it means possible. Remember, we talked about the fact that these weapons that God has given us makes the impossible possible. Well, that's great, because this next thing that we're going to talk about will show you why that's so important. To the pulling down, remember we said that's catharesis, which means demolition or extinction, total destruction. Can't get any more powerful than that. Of strongholds, which are fortified castles, and then figuratively means also an argument. So I like to put it this way, fortified castles of arguments. Now, why is that so important? Well, let's just hold that thought a moment, and let's look at the next two verses. I'm going to read them in order, and then we're going to do something really unusual. And you'll see why in just a minute. Verse 5, casting down imaginations, which is, this is a powerful definition here in this Greek word, logismos. It's the word that we get the word logic from. Imagination, this Greek word logismos, where we get the word logic in English, means computation, reasoning, conscience, or conceit. It is translated imagination and thought in the King James Bible. Now, I work as a computer system engineer. That's my day-to-day secular profession. And that's why I take so much to these technologies that we have here with the webcam and streaming media and all the different things, the website and so forth. It's second nature to me because I am involved day-to-day in computational technology, in computer logic. But the way a computer works, you put a program into a computer, and the computer runs the program, and then it spits out output out of that program. Well, Satan would like to put a thought in your mind, punch the button, and let your mind run that program, which, see here, this word that's translated imagination is logismos, computation, reasoning, conscience, conceit, imagination, thought. You begin to imagine it. You begin to run that program. You begin to let it run in your mind. And you let that scenario run and run and run and run. And you know, a computer gets into what's called a loop sometimes. If that program is improperly written or has bad logic in it, sometimes that thing will get into a loop. And basically, there's a term called an infinite loop. It'll just go up and hit a certain point in the program, it'll go down to another point, and that will refer it back up to the other, and it'll just be in that loop over and over and over. And there's nothing you can do to stop it except, you got it, blow up the program, destroy it, cut it off. And so that's what we're talking about here. We have the power through the weapons that God's given us that are not carnal to stop this program from running that Satan would like to run in our mind. Now, I know that's an unusual, you know, allegory, if you will, or whatever, but hold that thought because we're going to go even a little further. All right, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, or we might say the Word of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, bringing into captivity is to make captive, to bring into captivity, which is pretty straightforward. Every thought, and that is the Greek word noema, It means a perception, a purpose, the intellect, disposition, and is translated device, mind, or thought. So here's what happened. This is the key to this whole series of scripture here, these verses of scripture, is that this is what God shared with me one time when I was teaching this message. I was teaching on these very scriptures. And I hadn't gotten into them quite in as much depth as we're talking about right now because I hadn't seen this. But God revealed this to me literally as I was teaching. And as I was teaching along, he made a statement to me that really caught me off guard. He said, these things you're talking about here are in reverse order. And I said, Lord, what do you mean by that? What do you mean they're in reverse order? He said they're in reverse order in terms of time and how Satan uses this to get into your mind. And I thought, okay, wait a minute. I got to look at this. So I put it in reverse order, and then I saw what he was talking about. Look at this. He says every thought, so Satan starts with a thought. He puts a thought in your mind. Then imagination, see, we're going in reverse order. Imagination is those computations of reasonings going over and over in your mind. And so those computations and reasonings on that thought that Satan placed in your mind now becomes a, what? Stronghold. See, in the order it is in the scriptures, it goes from stronghold to imagination to thought, but it's literally in reverse order from the order that he uses it. That's the key to understanding how this process works. Satan takes a thought, puts it in your mind. You begin to reason. You begin to imagine. You begin to run the computer program. Yeah. And it becomes a stronghold. Now, what happens when it becomes a stronghold? Well, let's use an example that might occur in someone's life. Let's say that you are a happily married person, and Satan puts a thought in your mind, well, you know, that coworker that you work with is really pretty. Wow. And then you get to thinking, just in your, you know, the thought crosses your mind, wow, I wonder what would happen if I ask her out. Well, you know better than that, and you know you would never do that, at least that's what you think. And so you just entertain the thought as an imagination. You begin to say, well, you know, I can fantasize about this. And so you fantasize about the thought. You see yourself asking the coworker out. You see yourself going out with her. You see yourself maybe falling in love with her. You see yourself ending up, sadly, in a motel room. Okay? Those are fantasies that you begin to go over in your mind, and you play that scene over and over and over. And you think to yourself, there's no harm in that. Well, there is. But that's what you continue to do. And what happens? It becomes a stronghold. It becomes a fortified castle in your mind. It becomes more and more real to you. Now, the reason this is so dangerous is God designed our mind to allow us to use our faith effectively. You may say, what does this have to do with what you're talking about? Hold on, you're getting there. Follow with me. God designed the system for you to take the Word of God, let's put it this way, a thought from the Word of God, put it in your mind and begin to reason, begin to meditate, begin to turn that over in your mind. I'm talking about the Word. And it becomes a fortified castle in your mind that cannot be easily torn down. It becomes real to you. You renew your mind to the Word that you had put in there as a thought and begin to compute and reason and turn over in your mind and literally meditate on. And it becomes so real to you, so powerful to you, that you begin to act on it. And then as you act on the Word, the Scripture says, be not hearers of the Word only, but doers of the Word over in the book of James. Then you begin to do the Word. That's the way it's designed to work. But Satan, as you know, corrupts things. He twists things. He uses basically the things that God has put in place for our good, he'll try to use those things to our detriment. So what will he do? He'll put a thought in your mind. He'll try to get you to reason and to meditate and to go over it until it becomes a stronghold. And then when it becomes a stronghold, what? It becomes real to you. And then you begin to act on it. And in the case of our example of somebody with the coworker, given the opportunity, and Satan will ensure there's an opportunity, you begin to act on that, and that's where people get into trouble. That's where people get into adultery, and all kinds of other things occur because of this process. So the key to this is, if you understand this process, then you will never let the thought take root and become a computation, become a reasoning, become a program that runs in your mind until it develops into a stronghold. Now, that's why it says, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Any thought that is not obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ and his word, and literally the word Christ here is the anointing. So anything contrary to the anointing in your life, you need to bring that thought captive. Now we have weapons of God that are mighty through God to the pulling down even of the stronghold stage, if we want to call it that. But it's easy to let those thoughts be taken captive. Do it by decision. You can decide to refuse a thought. I like what Brother Hagin said one time. He said, thoughts are like birds. What? Yeah, he said, thoughts are like birds. They fly over your head, but you don't have to let them build a nest in your hair. Now think about that. Thoughts are like birds. They'll fly over your head, but you don't have to let them build a nest in your hair. You can take a thought captive. Satan will fly a thought by your mind. But if it's not something that's obedient to the anointing, if it's not something that's obedient to the Word of God and to the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to take that thought captive and cast it down. Now let's say that you didn't take the thought captive. So what happens? It eventually becomes the computation or reasoning. Well, at that point, you can cast it down. Now, the casting down aspect is to demolish or to lower or to literally or figuratively cast or pull down, can be translated as cast, pull down, put, take, down, or destroy in the King James. So we can cast down even the computation. Once it gets past the fleeting thought and becomes a mental program that's running, a computation, reasoning, fantasy life even, you can cast that down. You can say, no, I refuse to think on that. I refuse to let that run in my computer, if you will. All right, but then what about if it becomes a stronghold? What if you leave it in there so long that it finally becomes a fortified castle of arguments? Now, that fortified castle of arguments, I like that term because very often those become things that argue to you against the Word of God. You know, if you've had bad teaching your whole Christian life about healing, and you've been told that God doesn't heal anymore, and you've seen scriptures taken out of context that seem to indicate to you that it's all passed away, and then that becomes a fortified castle of arguments in your mind, when you are in need of healing and somebody comes to you and says, let me lay hands on you, brother, and you'll be healed, you'll say, no, healing's passed away. That fortified castle of argument will stop the action of the Word of God in your life. Sad but true. But even once it gets to the point of a stronghold, you can pull down those strongholds, demolish, cause to come to extinction. Wow. Remember we last week we talked about the example of the Mythbusters blowing up that cement truck? And how it looked like it just totally disappeared? That's demolition. You can demolish even the strongholds. Even if you've had a lifetime of somebody telling you that God doesn't heal anymore, you can take the Word of God and you can blow that thought out of your mind and get your mind renewed to the Word of God. You can get to the point that you know that you know that you know that it's God's will to heal you. And then you can begin to act on what you know to be true from the Word of God. See, faith begins where the will of God is known. Amen. Faith begins, write that down, where the will of God is known. So you have to know the will of God in your life concerning healing. You have to know the will of God in your life concerning prosperity. You have to know the will of God in your life even concerning, yeah, these elections that are coming up. Whatever it is that's in your life, you need to know what God's will is, and then you need to act on that. Not on what you personally think to be true, not on what you personally have heard, but act on the Word of God. Be a doer of the Word, not a hearer only. If you just hear this netcast every week and you never act on it, you will never have the full benefit of the Word of God in this area. Oh my, we're getting in some good things here. These are things you need to understand to live a life of faith. You know what the Scripture says? The Scripture says in at least four places in the Bible, the just shall live by faith. You don't just play with faith. You don't just use it every once in a while. It's not something you pull out on a Sunday morning. No, you live by faith. Day in and day out, you live by your faith and by the faith of God. And God's faith is available, and you need to use it just like we've been talking about. Well, praise the Lord. This has been a good study today. I know some of you are out there. I can see your mind turning over these things, thinking about, wow, I've never seen this way. Well, go over it again. Play this netcast again. Go get the audio portion of the netcast. That's something that I haven't mentioned so much. We offer it in three different formats. One is for your iPod, which is an MP4. Another is a WMV file, Windows Media Video file. And that you can play on your computer. That you can play in a lot of different other ways. And then, of course, we've got the audio MP3, which is much smaller, quicker to download because it doesn't have the video. It just has the audio. But if you'll take that and play it over and over and over, you will benefit from the teaching of the Word of God. So we've got so many ways that we want to bless you with revelation from the Word of God. God's called us to proclaim the Word of faith, be a showcase of ministries, train people to fulfill the Word of God. So that's why I'm so focused on training you to fulfill the Word of God. So I want you to write me. You can write me at Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WOFM.org. And I'd encourage you to do that. And remember, until next time, to fulfill the Word of God.
Keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on.